this may be our last chance to provide the means of saving civilization from annihilation.
There's much we can learn from each other.
One of those moments in history.
We are all together out on the internet.
Can there be a peace between us?
You were an eyewitness.
The people who grew up with the technology.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
A worldwide broadcasting system.
This is for you. For my life.
Please keep in touch.
This is CyberStation USA, America's unique online experience. Hello, welcome to the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. Thanks for stopping by. Come in, relax while we enjoy great jazz. Each week we present the music of independent jazz artists as well as those we've grown to love through the years. And yes, of course, the legends. We are cooking with jazz this week. Yes, we're cooking. You are invited to join me in my kitchen as I prepare two of our family favorites for our holiday meal. We're having baked apples with maple syrup and butter for dessert, and as a starter, potato garlic soup. We have holiday music by the Heath Brothers. You're listening to them right now. And coming up later, Louis Armstrong, Dexter Gordon, Herbie Hancock, and Dave Brubeck to liven the mood for cooking. And just so you can keep track of what's cooking and how to do it, you can find the recipes and the photos of the recipes on the Jazz Room page of my website, JoanWatsonJones.com. Well, let's get started with the baked apples with maple syrup and butter. We're starting with the baked apples. First, I preheated the oven to 375 degrees Fahrenheit and then gathered an 8-inch square pan, a can of cooking spray, and the ingredients. A half cup of light brown sugar, a third a cup of chopped walnuts, 1 teaspoon cinnamon, a half cup apple juice, a quarter cup pure maple syrup, and 2 tablespoons of melted butter, and 4 apples. I chose 2 Delicious and 2 Macintosh apples, but you can use your favorites. First thing I do is I spray the bottom of that 8-inch pan with some cooking spray. That's going to keep all that mixture from sticking while it's baking. And then I'm going to cut the tops off the apples and then core out the center of the apple, leaving the bottom intact so that we have a nice hole in each of them for the mixture that we're going to put in there. So now I'm coring out each one of these apples. And there we go, 2, and setting them in that 8-inch pan. And we've got a nice hole. And then what you can do also is peel a little bit off the top of each apple so that the top half of the apples have no peel on them. Now combine the walnuts, brown sugar, and cinnamon, and spoon that mixture into the apples, and just let the excess fall into the pan. And then pour the half cup of apple juice into the bottom of the pan. All that mixture that we've put in there, and along with the apple juice, that'll make a nice sauce when it's all baked up. Thank you.
finally combine the maple syrup and melted butter together and mix that up and spoon that right over top those apples and pour it into the cavity and on around and about it. And then, well, after you've done that, cover the pan with aluminum foil so that it'll be right there, and then put this in the oven for, and let it bake for 45 to 50 minutes. It goes into the oven. Oh boy, yes. Now, I know that's longer than the show is, but you can check the recipe and see how it comes out on the Jazz Room page of my website, JoanWatsonJones.com, and enjoy your baked apples with maple syrup and butter.
Santa Claus? Gifts I'm preparing for some Christmas sharing, but I pause because hang in my stocking, I can hear the knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? Sure is dark out, ain't the slightest spark out on my clacking jaw. Who's there? Who is it? Stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Are you bringing a present for me? Something pleasantly pleasant for me? That is just what I've been waiting for. Would you mind slipping it under the door? Cold winds are howling. Or could that be growling? My legs feel like stars. Yeah, my, kindly will you reply? Is that you, Santa Claus? Yes, hang in the stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? You stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Oh, there, Santa, you gave me a scare. Now stop teasing, cause I know you're there. We don't believe in no goblins today, but I can't explain why I'm shaking that way. Then I can see old Santa in the keyhole. I'll get to the cause. One peek and I'll try there. Oh, there's an eye there. Is that you, Santa Claus? Please, please, I pinned him on knee. Say, that's you. Santa Claus. That's him, all right. Every gal strutting with her bow through the streets covered white with snow. Happy smiles everywhere you go. It's Christmas night in Harlem. People are feeling mighty good in that good old neighborhood. Yeah, it now be it understood. Christmas night in Harlem. Oh, everyone is gonna sit up until after three. Everyone, we be all lit up like a Christmas tree. Oh, come on now, every Jane and Joe, greet your sweet neat the mistletoe with a kiss and a hidey-ho. Christmas night in Harlem. Till after three, everyone be all lit up like a Christmas tree. Come on now, every Jane and Joe, greet your sweet niece to mistletoe with a kiss and a hidey-ho. Christmas night in Harlem. Oh, what a night in Harlem. Oh, well, come on now, every Jane and Joe. I greet your sweet neat the mistletoe. I with a kiss and a go, go, go. Oh, in Harlem.
You are cooking in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. We put the baked apples in the oven a few minutes ago while you were listening to the Heath Brothers and Louis Armstrong. Up next is Dexter Gordon, Herbie Hancock, and Dave Brubeck. Also, we will prepare the potato and garlic soup. I have already diced the two stalks of celery, two onions, five cloves of garlic, and three large potatoes. And you'll also need 2 tablespoons of olive oil and 6 to 8 cups of chicken stock. Now, the chicken stock that you can use, it could be the canned chicken stock that you buy in the supermarket, or if you have your own homemade chicken stock, that works literally the best. And also, if you don't have either and you only have bouillon cubes at home, then just 6 to 8 cups of water and 2 bouillon cubes. And that's all you're going to need to get this soup started. Thank you.
Now I'll put a soup pot on the stove on a medium heat and add 2 tablespoons of olive oil. And while that's heating in another pot, I'll put on 6 to 8 cups of water to boil. We'll get that ready and started. And at this particular stage, if you have chicken stock or you have your own homemade chicken stock, then this is a good time to heat it up. And this is all we need to really just get started. So let's just listen a little bit more, and I'll be right back. The olive oil is now ready, and I'm going to turn that down a little bit. There we go. We turned it down. And now we're ready to add the celery and garlic and onions. And then we're going to let that simmer until they are soft. Stir it often so they don't stick to the pan or anything. Now, with the magic of time-enhanced radio, the celery and etc., the celery and the onions and the garlic have softened nicely. So now we're going to add the potatoes to the pot and then let them cook and soften and stir it often so they don't burn. We'll be right back.
again with the magic of time enhanced radio. The potatoes and everything has now softened nicely, and I've given it a good stir, and now I'm ready to add the boiling water. If you add the boiling water to the pot while those vegetables are cooking, everything just keeps on cooking. It doesn't cool down and then start all over again. That's why we add the boiling water. And then I add the two bouillon cubes. Okay, the potatoes are now cooked and soft, and we're going to move the pot off the burner, because what we're going to do is we're going to get a whisk, and for me, you can use a whisk or a handheld electric beater, and we're going to blend this mixture of the potatoes until it's nice and smooth and get rid of all the lumps that's in it. Now, if you have a food processor or a blender, you can transfer the mixture into that and achieve the same thing. This is also a good time to add a quarter cup of skim milk. And, well, you know, if you're not on a diet, you can use a quarter a cup of cream. But since we're on a special diet, we're going to stick to the skim milk. And add salt and pepper and maybe just a pat of butter. And then also you can add any other seasonings that you like. Sometimes I just take a little bit of whatever moves me from my spice cabinet and just sort of sprinkle a little bit in there. This is jazz cooking. It's fun to improvise. Now you lower the heat down to below medium and cover the pot and let it gently simmer. We're going to do that until close to the end of the program.
to the end of the show. And now let's see, I've taken the apples out of the oven and they're nice and warm, and I'm just going to give this a little taste. Let's see here. Oh, that looks lovely. Oh yes, oh yes. What a nice little touch the cinnamon gives and the walnuts. Now I'm going to taste the garlic soup. Oh yes. There's enough garlic for my husband and myself, but I think our son would just like a bit more garlic, but I think that's as far as we go. Thank you for spending time here with me in the Jazz Room. I hope you found our recipes appetizing. Again, the recipes and the photos are on the Jazz Room page of my website, joanwatsonjones.com. If you have any questions or comments about the recipes or anything else, you may email me through the site. Best wishes to you and your family for a happy holiday season. You have been in the kitchen next to the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. We shake up to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyber Station USA. Cyber Station USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. Cyber Station USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop-shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and Cyber Station USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archived Cyber Station USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Cyber Station USA, always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The Cyber Station, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio. The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.